we're back for another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. This week is a special show dedicated to Pride 2019. There are Pride events all over Canada this time of year. Just over the weekend, I attended Williams Lake Pride. So I live in Williams Lake, BC, and I pre-record this show each week, and thankfully CITR airs it. Williams Lake Pride Society hosted the first ever Pride event. It was the inaugural parade, followed by a family-friendly event at Boitanio Park, and it was exceptionally well done. And this is a follow-up to the city's Rainbow Crosswalk that was installed in October of last year. So there's lots of great stuff happening in the Cariboo as far as Pride goes, and of course all over the country celebrates Pride. And I'm going to tell you about an event happening at the Red Gate in Vancouver towards the end of the show. Thank you, Madeline from CITR, for reminding me that Pride was coming up, and so I've got cracking and programmed this show for you. Of course, this is Australian and Canadian music, so I'm going to air lots of Australian artists first, identified LGBTQ artists, and from then it'll be same with Canadian, all self-identified LGBTQ artists for this show this week. So we're going to start out with two names which should be familiar to listeners of this show and beyond, Courtney Barnett and Jen Cloher, two hugely important artists, contemporary artists, that are making world-class music. So Courtney Barnett, she was born in Sydney, but had her musical roots in Melbourne, the incredible musical hotbed there. She released a debut EP that caught some attention in Australia, but then it was packaged as a double EP called A Sea of Split Peas, and that came out in October 2013, and that's when the phenomenon of Courtney Barnett began, and she was noted globally, and she's been on the up and up ever since. Latest record is called Sometimes I Sit and Think, and Sometimes I Just Sit. I'm going to play for you a track, actually an older track, from, it was actually from a compilation that her record label, Milk Records, put out. I think it came out sometime in 2014, and it's a really cool song. It's called Pickles from the Jar, and I believe that at least part of the lyrics of this song actually relate to her relationship with Jen Cloher. So Jen is the next artist that we'll feature, and she has again rode to international acclaim on the strength of her latest album, which is a self-titled album, and it came out in 2017. I will play for you one of the singles from that record, Regional Echo. So Jen, she has a number of records under her belt. She was based in Melbourne as well, where she met Courtney. And actually they played together I think Courtney played in Jen's band when she was more at the unknown stage in her career. Jen she's actually a trained actor. She studied at the NIDA Institute in Sydney, which is pretty extraordinary, to go from that through to music. So she's multi-talented. And so her latest record is the self-titled. So we'll play that track for you, Regional Echo. And then Larissa Tandy, she is one of my favorite artists from Australia. Very special to this show because I've met her when I used to live in Vancouver. She is based here now. So she grew up in Melbourne, but is currently based in Vancouver. And she spends time in Nashville, so she's a very serious songwriter. And Harder Heavier is a track we've featured on this show in the past, and is such a great, great track. I love it. It's from her record, The Grip. So here it is. This is Stranded, our Pride show for this week, for this year. Let's start out with the great Courtney Barnett. This is Pickles from the Jar.
Wait, sorry, let's do that again. Dance, you say dance. I say friends, you say France. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Hobart. I say Hugh, you say Grant. I say pot, you say plant.
We
smart. We are 15 years apart. You're from Adelaide, I'm from Mars. I say ooh, you say ah.
I'm never That week felt like a year. I was counting down to taking you out. When the weekend rolled around, my best shirt with my darkest doubts, gave myself a talking to. This time I'm gonna follow through. And I heard you say that I was just a friend. Ground fell out from under me. Now I know I drank too much, but I was nervous like I'd never been. You wanted to go home. My heart was beating out of me. Felt so lucky. So the upside of taking risks, and I thought the same applied to money. You ought to save it for rainy days. You know I could never roll that way.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Sep Hydra CM Nisiem Nisiaya Anthaskaklia Talitin Kormasque Mustail.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded. So, some fantastic tracks there from Australian artists Courtney Barnett, Jane Kloher, and Larissa Tandy. And they are all self-identified LGBTQ artists, as all the artists were playing today. This is the special Pride 2019 show here on Stranded. So, Courtney Barnett, well, needs no introduction. Pickles from the Jar there is an early track from her from 2014. It was released on a 10-inch single called A Pair of Pairs. Then Jen Kloher, who until I think from around 2012 to 2018 was the partner of Courtney Barnett. They started to date just months before Courtney Barnett's career exploded worldwide. And I believe the relationship parted ways in around 2018. Jen Kloher has a very successful music career in her own right with a self-titled release from 2017. We heard Regional Echo from that record. And then Larissa Tandy. Well, she was born and bred in Victoria, rural Victoria actually, and found her way to Melbourne and made music in the underground music scene there. Eventually moved to Canada, and where she's living in Vancouver with her partner, and she makes amazing music. And The Grip was her record of a couple of years back, and Harder Heavier is a track you heard. Now, this is exciting. Jen Kloher also has a project with two other excellent Australian artists, Liz Stringer and Mia Dyson. So all three of these artists came together in 2013 in a spirit of collaboration and produced a three-track EP, played a bunch of shows, and it looks like they're back together for a single that's just been released. I'm going to play it for you now. It's called Falling Clouds. So again, featuring Jen Kloher. It's Dyson, Stringer, Kloher. Then we'll play This Way North, of course, touring Canada as they do every summer. They have for the last couple of years. Excellent band. We've played them a lot on the show, and I'm sure I'll get a chance to see them somewhere in BC this summer. And then Kieran J. Callanan, maybe a controversial selection for the show. He's self-identified non-binary. He's controversial. He's an Australian artist now based in LA. He's been very provocative, has garnered a lot of criticism from certain sectors, saying maybe he appropriates gay culture. I don't know too much about what is driving him, but he is definitely a provocative artist through and through, and he's made a few, well, mistakes with his public image, primarily when he exposed himself at the ARIA Music Awards in Australia, which gave a lot of questions around consent. But I've read some interviews with him, and he does seem apologetic with that. And it's been interesting to see where he goes in the future. His latest record is actually a covers album called Return to Center. And I'll play you a track called The Homosexuals. So this is a cover from a band named Momus, who I haven't heard before, Momus. Interesting lyrics talking about, I guess it's written from the perspective of a straight man, but who's been used to being ribbed for being gay. And this frequently happens to sensitive men in cultures that are quite homophobic. And I did experience that myself growing up in Australia. So anyway, Kieran J. Callanan. So we're going to play for you first for him that excellent song by Dyson, Stringer, and Kloher. And then This Way North and Kieran J. Callanan. You're on Stranded.
We snuck into we
psychoanalysts to translate this. There is an open homosexual in our midst. The homosexual, they call me. It's all the same to me. That specter they projected, I will now pretend to be. Since their neurosis is what passes for normality. It's okay with me if I'm queer, since their tone deafness is called the love of music. I won't disabuse them. I'll make love with their women. I'll make them sing notes of pleasure.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, this is Stranded. And don't forget, you can find us online. AusStrandedRadio.com is our blog. We're at Twitter, at AusStranded, and Facebook.com/AusStrandedRadio. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian music, and we've just heard a lot of fantastic Australian artists, self-identified LGBTQ TQ. And that set, we had the, I guess you'd call them a super group of Mia Dyson, Liz Stringer, and Jen Kloa. They're called Dyson, Stringer, Kloa. And their latest single is Falling Clouds. It comes a number of years after their initial EP from 2013. And then Night Terrors is the latest single from This Way North. And they are in Canada again, touring. And then Kieran J. Callanan with the cover song. The Homosexual is the song. It's from his latest record, Return to Center. And again, I'm not entirely sure if he self-identifies as gay, but he does self-identify as gender fluid. And he has a lot of very provocative images where he's certainly using the imagery of gay culture. So again, maybe the jury's out as to whether he's doing that in an appropriate way or not. I don't know. I'm not schooled enough to really make a judgment on that. But in any event, we're on to the Canadian part of the show. And SNFU is the first band I'm going to play for you. Again, this is our Pride show, and all of the artists we're playing are self-identified LGBTQ. And Ken Chin of SNFU, frontman, known by the stage name Chai Pig, he is a gay man. I'm actually reading right now the SNFU biography, SNFU, What No One Else Wanted to Say. It's written by Chris Walter from Vancouver. And it's fascinating to learn about Chai Pig's early days in Edmonton. He did come from a very disadvantaged background, very much in contrast to Kieran J. Callanan, who grew up in the northern beaches of Australia, northern beaches of Sydney. So very privileged. So, you know, I do prefer Chai Pig's lyrics. He's definitely got social commentary that has influenced his lyric writing. And I'm going to play for you a live version of a track right now called Victims of the Womanizer. So I was really pleased to find this brand new live SNFU album. I guess it's just come out. It's called And Yet Another Pair of Lost Suspenders. And this is the last track on the album. I'm not sure when it was recorded, but it's a live track. So Victims of the Womanizer. And then we're going to hear from Orville Peck, who is a new artist on the scene. He's a Canadian artist, a country western singer, and he's quite mysterious. He wears this thing across his face. I don't know what you call it, but these long strands that fall across his face. So he's got a bit of a mysterious thing going on. The record is called Pony, and this song is fantastic, Dead of Night. And then we're going to hear from Ray Spoon, and we've played a lot of Ray's music on the show. It's Getting Close is the second track from Ray's latest record, Bodies of Water. So here we go. Canadian Music Now, SNFU. This is Victims of the Womanizer, live.
This one's called Victims of the Womanizer. We'll be right back. you. Good night.
Thanks.
The sun goes down another dreamless night. You're right by my side. You wake me up. You say it's time to ride. In the dead of night, strange canyon road, strange look in your eyes. You shut them as we fly. As we fly. Stark Hollow Town, Carson City Lights. Baby, let's get high. Spend Johnny's cash, hitch another ride. We laugh until we cry. You say go fast, I say hold on tight.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
This is Stranded. Thanks so much for listening. This is our Pride 2019 special. All the artists we're playing this week are self-identified as LGBTQ. We heard their SNFU with Victims of the Womanizer live version of that track from brand new live record and yet another pair of Lost Suspenders. And of course, frontman Chai Pig identifies as gay. Then Orville Peck. So this is a new artist that I've just discovered. And he has been making a lot of waves recently with his debut record. It's called Pony. So he is a country musician. And we heard a track from that record called Dead of Night. It's a single. And so he wears this strange fringed mask, and I guess it's a bit of a gimmick, but he writes really good music, so you know, who cares if there's a gimmick if the songs are good, right? So I believe he's from Toronto. Okay, let's switch it over to Vancouver. So thanks again to Madeline from CITR. She let me know about some Vancouver LGBTQ artists, and the first couple we're going to play for you are playing actually a special Pride event on August 4th at the Red Gate. So we're going to play for you a track from Devours, and then we're going to hear from Biawana, and there's a bunch of other artists playing, including the Trolls, Kylie V, and there's going to be some DJs as well. So that's August 4th at the Red Gate. It's a Pride event. All right, here is Devours.
Standing by with bated breath, holding can leave this place. Get high on your friend's backseat. Run away from security. Laughing like we control. Faded, but I'm not alone. Is it me that you think of now? When your friends all are burning out. You know that no one touches me just like you do. I really wanna, but you're acting like a fool. You like me better when I'm high. You want someone to come down with you. Call me your partner in crime. You're using me and I use you too. You like me better when I'm high. You want someone to come down with you. Call me your partner in crime. You're using me and I use you too. Tell me what you really want. You can stay in your room all day. Order in and stay up till three. Pretend we won the lottery. I know that you have to go, but it hurts when you leave me so. Do you remember when you saved my soul? From you, you, you. You know that no one touches me just like you do. I really wanna, but you're acting like a fool. You like me better when I'm high. You want someone to come down with you. Call me your partner in crime. You're using me and I use you too. You like me better when I'm you like me better when I'm high. You like me better when I'm high. You want someone to come down with you. Call me your partner in crime. You're using me and I use you too.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
And that's all we have time for here on Stranded. It's been our Pride 2019 special. You had the two artists playing at the Red Gate on August 4th. That's the Red Gate in Vancouver for a special Pride event. And there are some other groups playing and DJs. And so you heard the Devours with Rivaldi, My Reptile from his record Iconoclast. And then Biawana with her single Partners in Crime. That's it. We're back next week. We are at AustralianRadio.com if you'd like to check out our archive shows. My name's Matt. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homasque Mustail.